You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
G'day, I'm Eka, welcome to episode 21 of IRC FM, which of course you can find by going to www.irkfm.com. I'm approaching the end of my American tour, and this particular show is pre-recorded in order to give you music at the end of each week, regardless of where I am in the United States. I've got about a couple of weeks to go, and I hope that you've been enjoying the wide range of music that we've been providing for you while I've been gone. This week we'll be having another Australian special. This one's called Australiana. Now, as some of you may know, I am usually podcasting out of Sydney, Australia. And we've had Australian specials before on episodes 8 and episode 10. And during that time, Colin from the Ouroboros podcast and Rolly from Dark Compass have been very good about finding Australian music for their shows and also giving me information about Australian artists that I may not know about. Because I only listen to podcasts, I don't listen to radio, so I don't know what's happening on the Australian commercial music scene. But having said that, I can't play them anyway. So it's a combination of listening to other music podcasts and also our music partners, including Aerial Publicity, the Podsafe Music Network, IODA PromoNet, and MusicSubmit.com that enables me to find music. So Colin and Rolly have been good sources of finding music for me, which is absolutely great. But when I recorded the first two Australian specials, my IRCpod co-host Drew suggested, why don't you find some Aboriginal music? And that was a very good point that I hadn't even thought of. Now, the Australian music scene, there doesn't seem to be a lot of artists on things like the Podsafe Music Network or any of the other music partners, so you really have to search hard for them. And any tips that people like Rolly and Colin can give are greatly appreciated. So I looked for some Aboriginal music, and the vast majority of sites I couldn't find any. When I think of Aboriginal music, I think of the guys down at Circular Quay busking. And I could buy their CD for $10, I think that's the going rate at the moment. But that doesn't necessarily mean I can play it on a podcast. Finally, I was looking around on IODA PromoNet, and actually I found a music label called Indigenous Australia, and there's a link on the show notes to that particular site, and that is where the majority of the music comes from today. We'll feature some Aboriginal music, and we'll also feature some Australiana music. This is typically music from the 60s, 70s and 80s, where the record companies in Australia weren't necessarily pushing you for a worldwide release. So you could write songs that were Australian for Australians, and you didn't have to worry about being able to sell to the UK or sell to the US or wherever. And so these songs were very popular, especially in the 70s and 80s. You'd hear them on the radio. You'd go out and buy the LPs or the cassettes or even live shows. So there's a range of those as well. And towards the end, we'll have some current Australian Podsafe music as well. Actually, after preparing this particular podcast, Rolly came through again with another list of Australian music, and we'll be featuring that list in a few weeks. So sit back, relax and enjoy. There's not a lot of talking from me today, so I know some people may indeed be happy about that. There'll be no comments on the show, of course. We'll be having a listener appreciation show very soon. Keep the comments coming, though, on the website www.irkfm.com or email me irkpod@gmail.com. And don't forget to check out my other adventures via channelirk.com. So I hope you've been enjoying the music. Let's get straight into it. And I always say g'day at the start of each episode, which is very Australian, of course. So let's start with a song called G'day, and this is by Frankie Davidson. So you're listening to episode 21 of IRC FM.
G'day, g'day, and how you going? Oh, what do you know? And strike a light. G'day, g'day, and how you going? Say g'day, 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 and you'll be right. Now isn't it great to be an Aussie, taking a walk along the street, looking in shops or buying a paper, stopping to have a yarn with people that you meet down at the club or at a party. Whenever you're stuck for what to say, if you wanna be dinky die, why don't you give it a try? Look 'em in the eye and say g'day, g'day, g'day. How you going? Oh, what do you know? And strike a light. G'day, g'day, and how you going? Say g'day, 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 and you'll be right. Now when Italians meet, they all go crazy, and the blokes all like to hug each other too. The Yanks admit and hi and see you later, while a pommy will take your hand and say how do you do. But watch out for a Frenchman or he'll kiss you. The Spaniards go for hola and ole, but in the land of the didgeridoo, corkat and kangaroo, or when you meet an Aussie, 10 to 1, here's what he'll say. He'll say g'day, how you going? Oh, what do you know? And strike a light. G'day, g'day, and how you going? Say g'day, 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 and you'll be right. Now it's a craze that's sweeping right across Australia, from Gunnamatta down to Gundagai. It's as Aussie as a dingo or a dahlia, and you spell it with a G, apostrophe, a D-A-Y. G'day, g'day, how you going? Oh, what do you know? Let's strike a light. G'day, g'day, and how you going? Say g'day, 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 and you'll be right. G'day, g'day, and how you going? Oh, what do you know? We'll strike a light. G'day, g'day, and how you going? Say g'day, g'day, g'day. Say g'day, 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 and you'll be right.
If you think you've done some traveling, like I say, you've been around, that you've seen the sights of Paris or the heart of London town, you might say a night in Soho would be mighty hard to toss. But let me tell you, boy, that you just ain't lived until you've seen King's Cross. Have you ever been to see King's Cross, where Sydney siders meet? There's a million faces going places, walking up and down the street. White tourists everywhere in their travels do declare, I've seen the world, you can hear them crying. I'll bet you attended to a con man's why. You won't have seen the lot until the day you die if you haven't been to see King's Cross. Now let's take the eating houses that you find along the way. You might like to dine with a glass of wine or a serve of shrimp mornay, or you can try a spot down under, you get a three course for a sack, and you can write your will as you pay the bill just in case you don't get back. Have you ever been to see King's Cross, where Sydney siders meet? There's a million faces going places, walking up and down the street. White tourists everywhere in their travels do declare,
I've seen the world, you can hear them cry. And I'll bet you a dinner to a con man's why. You won't have seen the lot until the day you die. If you haven't been to see King's Cross, you've got a list of spots to see and you'd like to spend some dough. So you tell the taxi driver just where you'd like to go. You might do a tour of Sydney when in fact it's on the cards that the place you sought when you climbed aboard is up the road 100 yards. And you're up in Sydney's Cross, where Sydney siders meet. There's a million faces going places, walking up and down the street. White tourists everywhere in their travels do declare, I've seen the world, you can hear them cry. And I'll bet you a tenner to a con man's why. You won't have seen the lot until the day you die if you haven't been to see King's Cross. So if you're a weary traveller and you think you've seen the lot, well, take my tip and make the trip while the money you've still got. And in later conversation, you'll never be at loss, because you can tell them all that you had a ball when you went to see King's Cross. Have you ever been to see King's Cross, where Sydney siders meet? There's a million faces going places, walking up and down the street. White tourists everywhere in their travels do declare, I've seen the world, you can hear them cry. And I'll bet you a dinner to a con man's why. You won't have seen the lot until the day you die if you haven't been to see King's Cross. No, you won't have seen a lot until the day you die if you haven't been to see King's Cross. No, you won't have seen a lot.
Hi, this is Kelly Ritchie, and you're listening to ERK FM.
G'day, I'm Squeak, and I'm listening to ERK FM. You too can enjoy the music from ERK FM by going to www.channelerk.com.
Now, when I was a young bloke, and me pleasures a few, I lived in a small town where not much was new. So on special occasions, on me mates I would call, and we'd head for the action at the local town hall.
We'd head for the action at the local town hall.
Now the place was real crowded when I walked in the hall. The mayor had just chosen the belle of the ball, when I noticed a sort with a wart on her nose. It was then someone told me she's the Rooty Hill Rose.
It was then someone told him she's a Rooty Hill Rose.
When she turned round to face me, I said, strike me pink. She chewed the lid off a stubby, said, you feel like a drink. I said, you're cross-eyed and buck teeth and your hair is rinsed blue. She said, you'll have to talk louder, I'm going deaf too.
She's going deaf too.
Then the man said, take your partners across the table. She flew. Her hair went in the trifle and she busted a shoe. When we got to the dance floor, she sure looked a mess. Then a glass eye fell out down the front of her dress.
A glass eye fell out down the front of her dress.
Then a strange transformation, we started to dance. Was it black magic or simply a trance? In one magic moment, this lady I chose showed all why they called her the Rooty Hill Rose. 'Cause she spun like a top as we waltzed round the floor. The whole crowd went crazy and yelling for more. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3 up on her toes, when I danced the waltz with my Rooty Hill Rose. Oh, I finally wed my sweet Rooty Hill Rose, and the ring on her finger matched the one in her nose. When I puckered to kiss her, she just ran away, and nobody's seen her to this very day. 'Cause she spun like a top as we waltzed round the floor. The whole crowd went crazy, were yelling for more. So I keep on searching for what on her nose, and once more I waltzed with my Rooty Hill Rose.
That's a classic example of the sort of chance that I was talking about in the introduction. Might not make much sense to Americans or people in the UK, but a lot of Australians did like that sort of music, and it's been a while since I've heard that particular type of music. That was Rudy Hill Rose, and prior to that we had Have You Ever Been to See King's Cross, and both by Frankie Davidson. Now we move on to some traditional Indigenous Aboriginal music, and this first song is called Walkabout by David Hudson. Don't forget to check the show notes, www.erkfm.com, for information about all the artists.
Thank you. Hi, this is B. Kogel, one of the many podcasters that are part of AMP, the Association of Music Podcasting, at musicpodcasting.org. Now, not only is this podcast that you're listening to part of the association, but there are over 50 other podcasts that showcase great pod-shaped music each week. AMP has members from the US and Canada, through the UK, Portugal, Germany, all the way over to Nepal, and even Australia.
Go Australia!
As you can imagine, the music each podcaster plays is as varied as our locations. We got blues, indie rock, jazz, reggae, folk, metal. We have all the genres. A truly eclectic mix of music to satisfy every musical ear. Every Monday we produce AMPT, a weekly digest of the best of the best tracks played by our podcasters. Every week there's a new host, and for them, as well as you, it's a musical journey of discovery. Find out how to subscribe at musicpodcasting.org.
Well, Codger, you've certainly got that right this week, mate. A musical discovery tour, that's for sure. Now, one thing that you'll notice with the Aboriginal music is that there's not always a lot of words, but the music is often accompanied by Aboriginal dancers, and they'll dance to the tune, and you'll be able to get the story by that. But then again, this is an audio podcast, and I'm not Aboriginal, so me dancing, there's probably no point to it. So let's get straight back to the music, and this particular song is called Didge Dance, Didge as in didgeridoo, by Wayne McIntosh. You're listening to IRC FM episode 21.
Thank you. And one day we were sitting at the table having a cup of tea and Mum could hear this. Bloody, where's that cat? We're sitting at the table having a cup of tea and we could hear the cat. One other impression?
Yeah, go on. Go on.
Mum said, the cat must be under the house, stuck, because our house was all filled in. Anyway, she said, it's got in under the house again. And it kept going on and on and on. And in the end, it got the better of Mum and she's hunting. She says, it's not under the house, it's in the house. So she's looking behind the record player and...
And, of course, the cat's still going on.
Yeah, it was.
How's it going?
Meow. And then it was getting louder. Meow. I said, oh, God, he's really chucking up a fit. Anyway, you wouldn't believe it. We opened the oven door and out come this poor old ginger cat. And the steam was coming out of his body. His tongue was hanging out and virtually his eyeballs were rolling around in his head. He was nearly dead, fainting, and he couldn't stand. He was staggering, you know.
Blast from the Past podcast.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
That song was called Love, Love, Love by Gene Pyson. And before that, we heard Ash Dargan with Mully Mully. And I hope I've pronounced that correctly. And we'll actually be finishing with some Ash Dargan shortly. But now we go on to some quote-unquote modern Australian music. And this first track is called Treason by The Envisionary. And they are actually based in Tasmania, that little island off the mainland that is often forgotten about in maps of Australia. And I was very surprised actually to hear that these guys were from Tasmania. I actually first heard this band on the Ouroboros podcast with Colin, and Colin sent me a message saying that I might not like this particular type of music, but here's some Australian music for your work. So while I do listen to all of the music before I come on a pod, I do play things that aren't necessarily my favourite genres of all time, but I'll still listen to it, and if I like the sound of it, I will play it. I am, believe it or not, selective with the music that I play on Urk FM, and if I do not like it at all, well, it won't get played. So the Envisionary come from Tasmania, and they do live shows and DJ sets, of course. And this is a rather interesting sounding track. So thank you again to Colin for once again being a great source of Australian music, even though you're in the UK. And there'll be links to the Ouroboros podcast and also to Dark Compass on the website as well. This is Treason.
A grim shadow leads the way. I'm just stopping by to see you're okay. Every day when I wake, I feel like crossing out the things I feel like you holding me. A grim shadow leads the way.
like metal? Why aren't you listening to the Dark Compass Metal Show? 30 minutes of some of the thundering metal from the Podsafe Music Network. The DCMS. DarkCompass.com/metal.
Alrighty, this song comes to us courtesy of Rolly from Dark Compass and also the Dark Compass Metal Show. This is Scars and Stripes, and it's a rather cool song as well. And it comes to us courtesy of Angel Spit. And Scars and Stripes are a Sydney duo made up of a cyber girl and also a cyberpunk. And this is quite cool as well. You can check out all the links to all the artists on the website. And on the Angel Spit website, you can actually choose to check out the lyrics of the song. And actually, this is what I did, because Rolly does play some things with language in them, and that's his choice. It's his show. That's fine. I usually don't choose to go down that route, and that's what I do, but they sound good anyway, and we're going to go a bit heavier for a moment, and this is Angel Spit with Scars and Stripes. It's only a short one, but it's a good one. Like I said, that was a rather short one, and if you'd like to hear more music like that, check out the Dark Compass Show and also the Dark Compass Metal Show if you're into metal and like it nice and hard. Now we're going to close off and go back to our Aboriginal theme and our Australiana theme. Of course, next week I will be arriving at home here in Australia when the show is due to come out, so next week's show will be pre-recorded as well, with the simple theme of home, and that'll be me celebrating coming home. Needless to say, with my flight due to arrive into Sydney from Los Angeles at 6 a.m, that's going to be rather interesting to see how I pull up. So I've taken the presumption and the precaution of pre-recording the show. No one needs to hear me with jet lag. You might hear some of it on ErkPod or Echo Romeo Kilo, who knows, channelerk.com for all that, but you don't need to hear that on this show. This show is all about the music. Of course, you can leave comments on the show notes, erkfm.com, and I will read them out, and I'm sure we'll have a listener appreciation show in addition to the music. Or of course you can email me erkpod@gmail.com. Thank you to all the artists, all the publicists and our music partners as well for all their assistance, because without their assistance and support, and without the support of the Association of Music Podcasting, and all the other music podcasters, IRC FM wouldn't be what IRC FM is today. So we'll finish off with some more Ashdagen, and this is a rather long song, but I think you'll enjoy it anyway. To close up with the Aboriginal theme, thank you again to Drew, my co-host from IRCpod, who also hosts his own show, The November Adventure, which you can find at donovad.com, DANOVAD.com. And for suggesting the Aboriginal music, certainly a great idea, mate, well done. And this is called Spirit Dreams by Ashdagen even. And we'll talk to you next week on IRC FM. Don't forget to check out channelirc.com to keep up to date with what I'm doing in real time. Good night, interweb.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com. This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.